This is Got Energy with Carol Gass.
Welcome back to Got Energy with me, Carol Gass, and Joel Berg from Got Energy. This week we're talking cost and ROI, and Mr., I'm an example girl, and I'm going to need an example.
Okay, so let's do a really simple example. We're going to do a 22-panel system here in the Prince George region. 22 panels, because that's about 10,000 watts, which is one of our most common installation sizes. It's what the vast majority of our customers would use for power in a year and what they'd want to cover. And so 22 of these panels on a roughly south-facing roof with virtually no shade, we'll keep it simple. A system like that, 10,000 watts of solar panels, will produce very close to 10,000 kilowatt hours of power per year. Kilowatt hours is just how BC Hydro measures power. So that kind of production, if you were to purchase that same amount of power from BC Hydro, you're looking at somewhere about $1,300 for the year. So that's your first year savings. That kind of savings stacks up to somewhere right around 8.5% ROI. So compare that to a GIC or something like that, you're looking pretty good, and that's year one. And with a solar installation, your return on investment actually will increase year over year. One reason for that is your BC Hydro rates are going to continue to go up. And so each year that BC Hydro rates increase, the amount of money that you're saving also increases. So your investment grows with time. 8.5% ROI in year one. By year 10, you're looking at somewhere around probably 12% based on the way that BC Hydro rates have been increasing for the last 15 or so years. That's how your payback is going to increase. So project that forward to 15, 20, 25, or 30 years, then you're looking at some pretty serious payback.
Keep listening for more solid solar advice from Got Energy and Carol Gass on Country 97 FM.